Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church in Amani, California. I want to make a video regarding a question that I get frequently asked here on Instagram, and that is in regards to being saved. A lot of people will ask me, do you have to repent of your sins to be saved? And people will sincerely have that question. Others will attack me because of my position on salvation. So I want to explain what the Bible says in this video regarding that specific topic. Now, let me just start off by saying that the Bible teaches us that all we have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Plus nothing, minus nothing. Faith alone in Christ is sufficient to save us. And the Bible actually says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name. The most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now, what do these verses have in common? Well, it's teaching us that it's by faith alone. And in fact, Romans chapter 3 tells us, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So over and over again, we see that it's by faith alone. It's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will see that throughout the Word of God, that it's simply by placing your faith in Jesus that we can be saved. But even amongst all of the evidence that's shown in the Bible, you'll still have people that will say, no, you know, Pastor Mejia, I agree you have to believe on Jesus, but you also have to repent of your sins to be saved. You have to turn from your wicked ways to be saved. Now, here's the thing is that the Bible never records a verse. God never wrote down a verse in the Bible that says, repent of your sins to be saved. But you know what the Bible does record explicitly? Believing to be saved. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But nowhere will you find that you have to repent of your sins to be saved. Now, even in the midst of all that, people will often bring up what the Bible says in the book of Mark. It tells us in Mark chapter number 1, verse 15, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. There you go, Pastor Mejia. There's your proof. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Well, somehow they managed to insert within parentheses, of your sins and believe the gospel. But notice it doesn't say that. It says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, what is that specifically referring to? Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 6 that in order to be saved, we have to repent from dead works and place our faith in God, place our faith in Jesus Christ. You see, repentance of sin is not what we have to do to be saved, but repenting of whatever we're trusting in it to go to heaven is what we need to repent of. Most people in this world trust that they're doing good enough works in order to go to heaven. You know, they trust in themselves, they trust in their church, they trust in how good they are in order to go to heaven. Well, God says we have to repent and turn from whatever we're trusting in and place our faith in Jesus Christ. That is very much different from repenting of your sin. Why is that? Well, because of the fact that the Bible tells us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It tells us there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. You know, once you turn from one sin, guess what? You're going to have another one that you're struggling with. We're never going to stop sinning this side of eternity. It's impossible. So therefore, it's impossible to repent of our sins in order to be saved. Because the question remains, so if we have to repent, if we have to turn from our sins, what sins are you talking about? Is it the sins that you struggle with? Or is it the sins that I struggle with? Or is it the sins that is just common to man? You see, when you get into that frame of mind that you have to repent of your sins to be saved, it becomes very ambiguous. And the interpretation is open to the person who's actually teaching that. Whereas when you talk about what the Bible says, that all we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no confusion. Trust in Jesus and you can be saved. Well, Pastor Mejia, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, the Bible is always referring to repent of your sins. It's insinuated. It's implied. And they automatically think that because the Bible uses the word repent, it's always automatically attached to of your sins. Well, you got a problem with that because you have scores of times in the Old Testament where God repents. Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 6 says this, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." What do we see? We see God repenting. And we obviously know that he's not repenting of sin because God cannot sin. Exodus 32 verse 14 says, "And then the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people." Again, we see him repenting, and we obviously know that it's not of sin. And by the way, folks, I'm not saying you don't have to repent of your sins after you're saved. You know, the Bible commands us to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord, to keep his commandments. But hold on a second. In order to be saved, you don't have to repent of your sins. Because no one's going to argue that the Bible's teaching us after salvation that we should live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. But folks, if you never do that, if you never turn from your sin and you've only believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says you're still saved. Let me read to you from Romans chapter number 4. To give you proof of that, Romans chapter number 4 tells us in verse number 5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." So again, we see that God places this great emphasis on faith alone, believing on Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Repenting of your sin takes an effort on your part. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 9? "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So there you have it. And obviously there's many more verses that we can go over to prove that. It's pretty clear, pretty explicit within the Word of God that in order to be saved, all you have to do is believe. And in fact, there's a guy in the Bible, the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16, asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And the apostles responded and said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And so, if you have any questions about that, shoot me a message on Instagram. Put a comment in the section below. If you want to hear about a specific topic or doctrine, make sure you put that as well. And we'll see you in the next video. All right, God bless you.